I'm really late. I'm just running really late. Got to do this. Just got to do this because it's the news. According to, I'm going to do something different today. Me. This is a little different music. This is usually the outro music that I use. Yeah, I decided to use this for my intro music today. It's just a mishmash Monday. It's just kind of a weird Monday. I got weird things going on here. So that's what's happening. It is Monday, April 13th, 1:18 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is late. Late in the day. I have this is going to be a short show because I just want to get it done, get it out there for all you all, for all y'all to hear. All y'all out there that are listening, which apparently is picking up exponentially. I'm not sure what's happening, actually, what's going on here. Large numbers of people are listening to the show, which is because it's becoming a little scary. This was just supposed to be me kind of doing my my thing. So that I would be just kind of my personal therapy. I didn't know anybody was going to actually listen to it. And apparently, people, mostly South America actually has a huge, I'm apparently very popular down there, even though I'm not speaking Spanish. I'd like to be able to speak. ¿Cómo estás? How you say? Casa de Kevin. Well, bien, but I don't know. It's just I don't know what else to say. I don't. Bangladesh has people. It's Vietnam. There's a lot of people from Vietnam apparently listening to the show. A little bit interesting there. Morocco, Portugal. Of course, I think I talked about this last week. Peru, Chile, Argentina. Ecuador, Venezuela, yeah, Brazil, okay, all over the place here. It's French. What is that? There's a French colony still in. That's eight people there. Listen in the last 30 days. Eight downloads. And of course, Canada. Canada's not increasing at all. They're still there, but they're Great Britain. Yeah, of course, we're. I don't understand that at all. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy about it. I wasn't expecting that. So we have a few things going on. I've got in my main cup here this morning. It's hot outside. It's actually over 70 degrees and the sun is shining. It's very humid. And I just went out and walked the dogs and I was in my shorts and I was sweating. Shorts and a t-shirt. And I was working up a sweat. I can't imagine what it's gonna be like when it gets to the 90s here later on this summer. But last night I had dinner last night in Asheville. Is it South Carolina or North Carolina? I think it's South Carolina. It's not very far from Greenville, not very far from Spartanburg, actually. Asheville. It's not Nashville. It's Asheville. They took the N off. And the area I stayed in was actually, I stayed in a Hilton Hotel, and the area I was in was kind of like a little village there with all these brand new little restaurants and stores and all this stuff, and it was. There's a movie theater, all kinds of stuff right there. I was thoroughly impressed. I think there might be a university right there somewhere close by. But it's if all of my overnights were like that, it'd be awesome. I actually went over and had some. I sat outside, ate this little place called Lula's Barbecue, and I went over there. I was kind of walking around, I was just pent up all day, it was just around the corner from the hotel, and walked over there, and I was like, well, I'll try this, and very good brisket, got some brisket, it was very good, and then I got done with that, and then I saw across the street, it kind of felt like having ice cream, it was hot down there, and it was just, it was nice outside, it was a perfect day to be out, and it was kind of in the shade there, eating out on their little patio thing that they have there. Awesome. The brisket was melt in your mouth, kind of. It was like slow cooked, baked. I don't know what they did with it, but it was cut it with a fork kind of thing. And I had some mac and cheese, which was very good as well. Probably some of the best mac and cheese I've had. I could have eaten more of that. And then these little hush puppy things that were, I don't usually eat, like take one bite of a hush puppy, and that's enough for me. It's just kind of a, you know, I like hush puppies, but not that much. Well, I ate all three. These were like little fingers. They were like little different than a regular ball hush puppy type thing, but they were so good, I ate all of them. I could have had a second helping of all that stuff, but I didn't. And then I stupidly decided to go for a walk down the other side of the street. Went down. I was heading back towards the hotel, and I said, I'm going to go over this way, see what's over here. I knew there was a Cold Stone over there, ice cream place. Sure enough, it wasn't busy. Well, it was busy on the outside. Everybody had already bought their ice cream. I don't know what was going on there, but apparently, I don't know what had happened there. But there was nobody inside. I walked in, and I just walked up to the counter, and right there it was, chocolate ice cream. So I got some chocolate ice cream, ate that on the way back to the hotel. So I was doing really good there for a minute, and then decided to get something that was really good, but not good for me necessarily. I mean, it's not bad for me, just not that I didn't need it. Let's put it that way. But it was good. And I went back and fell asleep. I don't know why I fell asleep so soon. I've been so used to staying up late at night and then getting up early, or I had to get up early this morning to get out of there. Actually, I had to get up at 3:30. It was about 3:45, and this morning to get on a flight back to Chicago so I could drive back home. And I was up pretty late. I just couldn't sleep. Brain was just flapping away, doing its thing. So anyway, that's what was happening with me. Anyway, that's what I've got. So I've got in my cup here, instead of having a hot chai, I've got an iced chai. You see, that's the ice right there. And then I've got Cinnabon creamer in it. This now ran out of that coconut cream stuff for now, and I used the Cinnabon just to kind of get the variety thing going. In my backup cup, I have a sweet tea that is a Chick-fil-A sweet tea. And it's all Chick-fil-A sweet tea. I stopped in at Chick-fil-A on the way home, grabbed a little breakfast sandwich on the way home. So there you go. That's the story. That's what I'm sticking to. And we got some few things to get into here. We're gonna just talk about a few things. I've got one AI caller set up to call in here, so we're gonna do that. Have a little fun with that. And I don't know what I'm. This is literally one of those days where I just push the button and I start talking. I don't know what I'm gonna tell you. So I just. It's kind of a brain dump on Monday mornings typically. So here we go. We're just gonna do that.
It's the news. It's the news. According to me, oh, it's the news. It's the news. According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
It's the news.
It's the news. Yeah.
According to me,
oh,
it's the news. According to me, it's the news. According to me.
Yeah, here we go. Hey, I've got a lot of things happening out there. One of the main things that have happened recently. Now, there's a growing list of people. I would say growing list of individuals that were supposedly on the right. I think they are on the right. It's more or less. But they have kind of gone off the deep end now. Now, of course, there's always the leftist. Mark Kelly is out there. Mark Kelly is a very phony individual, by the way. I know exactly, just listening to him talk, I can tell you that's my whole speech pattern, spidey sense thing goes off whenever I listen to him talk. I know exactly what he is. He's a poser. He's a very phony individual. He's making some weird comments over the weekend about white people and the space shuttle stuff. Kevin 24/7, who is a, it's a, he's got a channel. Kevin, it's gonna, I guess his name is Kevin. Just like mine. Just like my name. We're very different. He's got some stuff going on here. Where's the one? I thought he had something here about Megyn Kelly. I thought he had a thing of Megyn Kelly here. I don't see it now. Oh, that might be it right there. He didn't censor it. I would have censored it a little bit more because she's cussing up a storm. And actually, I actually do want to play this. Maybe I can play it. Boy, I don't know. I'm gonna censor it. I don't like the language. It is foul. It is ridiculous. You know, let me see if I can do this. I'm gonna try to edit this out while I'm actually talking. I can hear it in my headset without it being transmitted. I'm gonna try to do the best I can here to get this set up. But maybe during the should have done it during the interlude. But maybe I'll do it while Artie. You know, I'm gonna get a caller here. Maybe I can do that. Well, I don't know if that's going to work or not. We'll see how that works. I'll try to get it in here somehow. Okay? I'm going to get this audio of her because it is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And I'll explain to you why I think it's ridiculous. I get why she's upset, but at the same time, this is the hypocrisy is unbelievable with this kind of stuff. But we'll get into that. Let's just do more and more of that. Anyway. Oh my goodness! And then in the meantime, there we go. I'll just do this in the background. While I'm talking here, I'm gonna multitask. See how well this works out for me. I've got Whisper Flow. There's a thing called Whisper Flow. It's pretty cool. I've been trying to figure out how to integrate that into some other applications. It works great for doing certain things, but it's not. It doesn't always work that well. You have to. It's trying to interface. I've got to get that all set up with whatever microphone. I don't know what kind of sound source it's picking up. Push on the button so I can talk. And Whisper Flow is one of those deals where you could talk into it and you can say, hey, Bob, you could send an email out to somebody. Say, hey, Bob, let's have lunch on Friday at around noon or let's make it 1 o'clock. That way we can. On Friday. Well, let's make it Saturday at 1 o'clock, and then we'll just do that, and then maybe we can meet over at the barbecue place, let's just meet at Culver's over there on the north part of town. It will take all that information, and it will take out all the ums and ahs and all the other stuff, and it'll just make it a nice dictation thing. It'll just put the date in that you said last. It won't do all the other stuff. It figures it all out, and it's pretty good. I'd say 99% of the time. Once in a while, it'll do something weird, but you know, as AI does, you just have to really keep your eye on it. But kind of go from there. But anyway, I'm trying to work on that for doing more things with dictation and being able to speak and have things instead of typing everything out. But it's that people are just gonna basically be a brain in a jar and have their brain hooked up to a computer somewhere, and they're going to have agents doing everything for them at some point. You won't have to type. You won't have to think. You just think about one. Think about a prompt. Let's do this. There you go. That's it. Anyway, we're getting to that point. Probably 100 years from now, it's where we're going to be. Maybe less. Anyway, some of us are there already. Sure, we just haven't realized that we're still walking around in a body that. Anyway, I'm trying to get this done. I'm trying to get this done in the background. So the whole thing with Trump, now he's made some tweets. He's made some things. He's said some things. I think his initial stuff that he said about Iran did its job. They got them to the table. Now, supposedly there's still some kind of thing about whether or not the straits are opened up or not. We're not really sure. They're open, but they're not. And we have battleships in there now. Once we're in there, I guarantee you, of course, they kept saying they had this stupid video of them telling the battleships to leave. And of course, they never did anything. I don't know what's happening right now. They pretty much have nothing to, they still have a few things. I mean, they still have military, they still have stuff out there, but the problem is every time they use it, whoever sets off the missile or whoever, they're gone just in a heartbeat, because they give away their location, and of course, and we're just on top of that. So they're most of the people are scared about shooting anything off. The military is in a very low state of morale. They know it's a suicide mission for them to shoot off a missile, so they're not doing it. So it's kind of it's a very interesting moment right now with the whole thing going on over there. Now, yeah, so that's where we're at with this whole thing. As far as I know, we're the straits are sort of open, but sort of not. I think Trump is trying to give them an opportunity to open up the straits themselves and make it free for everybody to go through, rather than having them, you know, charge everybody to go through. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but. Yeah, it's an interesting concept. I don't know what's happening there for sure. And of course, Trump is trying to push, Europe and some other countries to get involved in it, because they're the ones who really depend on the Straits more than we do. Now, during this whole thing, a lot of the ships that were in the process of getting oil from over there to Europe, they've turned around and they're coming over here to get oil. Oil and natural gas and CNG, whatever it is, compressed natural gas, all that whole thing, that's happening here now. So now we're selling them oil. Now, I don't know how that benefits us necessarily as a nation, other than it gives, you know, the profits come into this country instead of going somewhere else. It's kind of a weird dynamic there that's happening. Doesn't necessarily mean our fuel prices are going to go down or go up, either one. It's just the way the balance of trade is. Now, there's other things that go through the straits, and it's some of the things that are dependent upon some industries. So we'll see what happens with all that. I don't know. It's still kind of interesting. Anyway, so he sends out this tweet that some people didn't like. And that, of course, was picked up by Megyn Kelly. Now, Megyn Kelly basically is saying, why is he saying this kind of stuff? Well, okay, Megyn, let's listen to something that Megyn said. Let's just listen to what Megyn had to say. Where did it go? No, I can't find it. It's got to be here somewhere. There it is. No, that's not it either. Here we go. This is Megyn Kelly talking about it. Now, let me ask you. I'll ask a question when she gets done here to see what you think about what she has to say. Maybe you feel the same way, but I want to talk about what she's saying here. Here she is.
Now, as you can imagine, that post did not go over well with the Iranians or with many Americans. I mean, I don't know about you, but I am sick of this shit. I'm sick of it. Can't he just behave like a normal human? I mean, honestly, like the president, 3D chess, shut up. Shut up about that shit.
Okay. First of all, Megyn, that's not normal. What you're doing is not normal either. Just first of all, it's very unattractive to me. I guess she thinks she's very pretty woman. I don't know. I don't know what she thinks about herself. She dresses herself up in all kinds of makeup and stuff. That's not attractive at all. It's not becoming of a woman. It's not ladylike. And maybe she's not trying to be that. But do you kiss your kids with that mouth? Would you allow your kids to listen to your own show? Probably would. This is like Eric Swalwell calling the president he's a disgusting individual, he's a pig, he's all these things. He talked about women, grabbing women, whatever. Eric Swalwell is having to drop out of the governor's race in California because of all of the scandalous stuff he's done to women. He's dropping out of the race. These people are just filthy hypocrites. That's worse in my, so whatever. So you don't want to call out somebody for doing something else. Again, this is the whole plank in your eye and splinter in somebody else's eye. These people, this self-aggrandizing, self-righteousness, and it's not even a real righteousness. It's a phony kind of righteousness. It's their own little made-up set of morals that they go by. It has nothing to do with reality. There's no humility in these people whatsoever, and they have no ability to think rationally. It's just everything is, you know, their whole, in fact, they're coming out right now saying their entire agenda to win the 2026 elections, midterms, is to run against Trump. It's to run on the basis of impeaching Trump. That's all they have. That's all they're about. That's all they're going to do. That is going to be their main thing. They've actually had meetings and they've been talking about it in interviews. We have to get rid of Trump. As we're going to run on the idea of impeaching Trump. We have to win the House and the Senate so we can impeach Trump and get him out of office. Even though that's very rarely happened. In fact, it's never happened. It's people have been impeached. They resign, but they don't. It's not necessarily what it means he's going to leave office. That's their main goal. Now, knowing that, that will inspire the base, the Trump-supporting base, to get him. Now, they claim gas prices aren't going to go down for the rest of the summer. This is all going to be, this is all going to affect the election. And again, I have to say, unfortunately, our nation has the memory of a goldfish. By October, all that will matter is what's happening in September, mid-September and October. That's all that matters. What happens between now and then? Really, not a lot. Not a lot will matter between now and then. There are a few things that could probably happen, possibly happen, that might make a difference. But the just outrageous ridiculousness. And Megyn Kelly exemplifies this on the right. It's this, again, coming out saying, why doesn't he act like a normal human being? And then proceeds to flail expletives all over the place, like a normal human being. Is that what a normal human being? I've gotten so tired of her doing that, because to me, it's gratuitous foul language, in my opinion. It's to make her sound tough or make her sound like she's one of the, you know, to me, it just says a lot about her character, in my opinion. And I'm sorry. But again, it shows that you're just a phony person. That's all it is. Now, people can cuss and whatever, but she seems to just do it all the time. She throws out the foul language just to make her sound like she's down with the struggle. Kind of thing. I don't get that. In my opinion, people who cuss like that are just showing their lack of intelligence, in my opinion. If you can't communicate without doing that, and I'll admit, once in a while, it fits. You know, sometimes a word just fits. And Trump uses them all the time too. But she's tired of this kind of thing. It's like, but you're not doing anything any better. You're going after him with the same kind of ridiculous behavior. And I'm sure she doesn't even see it that way. Most people on the right can compartmentalize most of this stuff and say, okay, well, this is, you know, the Iran war is one thing. There's also other things. We have to see things for what they are, and we have to keep them in, you know. There are still people talking about what Trump said on a recording 30 years ago or 20 years ago, whatever it was, and using that to come out against him. And just anything, if it's Trump, it's got to be bad. And it's just, you have to do anything you can to defend it, to destroy this guy. And there was recently a reporter that was beaten up by some people allegedly. By the way, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. And I'm not, this is all just for your entertainment purposes. I'm just, you know, you're spreading my opinions around. What you do with that information is, you know, strictly your own business. It's all on you. Don't get me for any of that stuff. This is just entertainment. It's all just satire. Whatever. All right, we got, so yeah, that's what's happening there. If gas prices have not come down. Now they will. They will drop dramatically once this whole thing is settled. They're gonna, speculation and everything that happens is going to drop like crazy in just very short period of time. And it only takes about 30 days for the gas prices to fall back down again to reasonable rates. And, you know, right now it's putting a pinch on families. There's no question about that. It's getting a little bit of a problem. But nothing else is really going up that much. And I don't know if you guys have noticed this or not. Restaurants, there for a while, the prices were going up. And we had something called shrinkflation. Quantity was going down. The restaurants that I go to, there's this one restaurant that I like to get like grilled salmon with rice, and you get the grilled salmon, you get the rice, you get a side, you get one or two sides, whatever you get with the broccoli and whatever else you get. For a while there, it was like, oh, you got five little pieces of broccoli and you got a little bitty house salad. The house salad was like a little bitty bowl. Salad. We're talking salad, lettuce, cheap stuff. And it was small. And there was hardly anything on it. As far as, the carrots and the cheese and all that stuff. I always get my salad dressing on the side. I don't like somebody else deciding how much salad dressing I want. I just put it on the side. So I've noticed lately that the bowl for the salad is twice the size it was. And I go to that particular restaurant all over the country, and it's everywhere. It's bigger than it was. It's a much bigger. I used to get my salad eaten before they even got, you know, my drink to me. Typically, and now I usually get sweet tea, Now I don't get my salad eaten before the food comes out. And now it's this bigger plate with, of course, the fish is on a bed of rice, and then you have broccoli, and the broccoli, there's so much broccoli that's, it's more, it's, I think it weighs more than the fish does. It's a whole lot of broccoli. Anyway, and that's just vegetables. The vegetables aren't expensive, but I mean, you still have to prepare them. You still have to have, you know. But I have noticed that the size of the meals have gone, you know, prices are higher. But at least the meal sizes have gone back to being normal. And now they're starting to compete on quantity now a little bit. They at least brought that part of it back. Now, I have a feeling at some point they're going to start offering, they're going to start having to compete in some markets, and they're going to start reducing prices and having specials. And there's going to be a price war, in my opinion, at some point in the food market, in the food industry. We'll see if I'm right about that or not. I don't know. That's just my speculation. And this is all based, right now it's based on, we'll see what fuel prices do to the future farm thing, future food issues. That's just my opinion. Now, having said all of that, let's go back over. Let's see what we got going on here with the callers. We've got, let's just see what Artie has to say here. Just going to check on.
Hey there, Kev.
Hey, how's it going?
It's me again.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
So, Kev, your show is a little late today. Just wondering what's actually happening with the Straits of Hormuz.
Oh,
any thoughts on that whole thing?
I just talked about it. I just talked about it. But here's what I think. Here's what I think is going to happen. I believe they're going to maintain them and keep them up. Now, at this point, the military is basically stepping in and saying we're going to keep this thing open, regardless of who does what. The two things that the Trump administration during negotiations basically have said is two things that have to be dealt with are Iran has to say, you know, no nukes, no nuclear program, no nuclear weapons program. They've refused to move to budge on that issue. But if they do budge on that, if they don't budge on that issue, it's going to get worse for them. The other side, I think one of the other large things on the ticket here is that these straits have to be opened up. They claimed they were going to open up the straits before the negotiations started, and they didn't, the way I understand it. They didn't open it up But we decided to say, yeah, they're open. We're going to make sure that they're not going to do anything because there's really not a lot they can do. Their reactionary military situation there has pretty much been compromised to the point where they can't do a whole lot. At least that's my understanding. Maybe you've got a different understanding, or maybe you've got some other comments on it. But that's my take on it, just so you know, whatever you think. Go ahead.
Well, actually, technically speaking, the situation in the Strait of Hormuz is a complex geopolitical issue. The Trump administration has taken a firm stance, mm-hmm. insisting that Iran must renounce any nuclear ambitions as a precondition for negotiations.
That's the way I understand it.
However, the key sticking point seems to be the demand to keep the Strait of Hormuz open for international shipping, which Iran has historically sought to control.
I see, I already said all
Ultimately,
this.
It will require a delicate diplomatic balancing act to maintain the free flow of maritime traffic while addressing Iran's security concerns. The military's involvement suggests a determination to prevent any disruptions, but the long-term solution will likely hinge on negotiated compromises.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with all that. It pretty much just rehashes everything I say, but maybe it's just because I'm, you know, saying everything that's, you know, correct. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's just trying to be agreeable. I don't know what's going on there. Again, this week, by the way, folks, I'm on vacation for the next couple weeks. I get the rest of the month off, and I'm probably going to be off into the first part of next month as well. But I'm probably about 3 weeks off at this point. So the show will go on, unless I do some traveling or go camping or something on just recreational type stuff, which we might do. And I've got some days I want to work on the boat, some things like that. Going to get that in the water. Hopefully get that in the water before vacation is over. That's the plan, is to get it in the water. By the middle of next month, we'll see how that goes. But it's almost tax day here, by the way. It's almost April 15th, by the way. If you haven't done your taxes, you better get those done. I got to get an extension because we have some things to do. And we have a few things to talk about with all that. And this week will be an interesting week. We'll have some other things going on. But have a little interlude here. And have a little interlude. It's interludinary. Thing happening, and we'll go from there. We have what else was there that I was going to? Somebody was something else going to mention about that. But anyway, I'm on vacation, so I'll be. I've got some things in the works. One of them is this podcast caller application that I'm going to be working on. It is at the point now where I've got all the notes taken on all the things that need to be dealt with, and theoretically, by the end of the week, if all goes well with as far as working on this thing, it will be in the can and ready to sell. And it'll be online and able to sell to other people. I've got some more coding to do this week with that. I got basically three apps I'm trying to work on right now. The smaller apps I'm working on. I got this one larger, much larger project that's going to be worked on as well, and that's an ongoing thing. I'm hoping to have that actually running by June 1st, at least in a test format. See how that goes. I'm trying to figure out how to use the AI stuff a little bit more efficiently. They use what's called tokens. And you can, if you are careful, you can have the AI use other AIs that are free and use them to do some calculations so that you're not using all of your calculations. Now also, every time you send a prompt, it rereads everything that was in the previous. So if you got this big long thing that you're going back and forth, long conversation you're having with this particular thread, it rereads all that every time, and it uses up that many more tokens. So it's exponentially increasing the number of tokens that you're using. It doesn't just use the tokens that you have in just that particular question. It rereads the whole context of everything that's there, which is what's called a memory situation. They are starting to develop. I think Gemini now is starting to develop some kind of a memory that works better, and Claude is working on that as well. So it's more efficient. So it has actually it compresses. Now I know Claude compresses the conversation occasionally to wean it, but then it forgets things. It will squeeze out some things that were possibly potentially important to do. So it's more important to have some things like a reference file on the side that it always references for everything that you do. You put this little reference file in there on what's happening, so that it maintains context within the thread. It's just kind of an interesting way of, but that enables you to compress the conversation and keep the token usage down. Now, I don't do enough coding that it makes a difference. However, if I'm heavily using it for a brief period of time, I can actually overuse the tokens or run to my limit for the day or whatever it is. So that's one of those things that's kind of it's an interesting thing that's happening with the AI world. They're trying to make things more efficient. Of course, in the process of doing that, there's still extremely high demand. So it's just the more you do, the more you use it, and the more demand that increases. So it's just kind of a crazy cycle. Anyway, stand by.
It's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me. According to me.
And we are back. Well, this is, time to close the show down. We've got a few things coming up tomorrow. Topical Tuesday tomorrow. I think we're going to be working on some things tomorrow for the topic. And I think I may just talk about the market, the stock market. I know it's kind of a thing for Financial Friday, but I'm going to talk a little bit about how the market, I know I talk about AI a lot. I hope you guys don't mind that I do that. But I think I'm going to talk a little bit about how AI is affecting the stock market in terms of how people are trading. Because I think it's fascinating how what's happening with all this. And it's going to be two topics tomorrow. It's going to be two topic Tuesday. There's going to be that for a short period of time. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. The other thing we're talking about is taxes. And we're going to go through this whole thing of what taxes are, why are tax this, and the Supreme Court just had a ruling, by the way, recently about, I think it was, 2 months ago, maybe. It was this year. And I'm going to try to cover some more. I'm going to try to go through some of that if I can remember to have that on the agenda. But there's this... this issue with income tax and the Supreme Court basically now has finally admitted and acknowledged that income tax is it's immoral. You don't, in my opinion, but it's not actually legal. They're using a part of the Constitution. They're using a part of the tax code. That you go all the way, follow it all the way back to where what it's based on in terms of what regulation is based on. It is actually not legal for them to be taking, depending on what your source of income is. Now there are certain things they can tax, but it's not legitimate. And yeah, and it's somebody's going to challenge it at some point. The Supreme Court just ruled on something that's going to cause it to go away. We're going to talk about the finer points that now they could have an amendment and they could make the thing work right. There's no amendment that makes it actually work. The amendment that's there is actually not based on normal everyday income, but that's what they use it for. And they'll claim that you'll go to jail if you don't pay your taxes. But it's up to this point now, it's been implemented illegally, in my opinion. And the Supreme Court finally has had to do some ruling on this. And my understanding is they've come down on the side of reason, basically, of normal reason. So we'll see how that goes. So there's that, and there is the possibility of talking about the AI thing for tomorrow. So the AI, how it affects the market. So those are the two things we're going to talk about tomorrow on Topical Tuesday. You got two Topical Tuesday, two topics Tuesday, two topic, two pick, two pick, two pick, two pack. All right, that's what you got going on for now. In the meantime, what else we have? Whoops, that wasn't supposed to be that loud. That was supposed to be here. We're supposed to come in like this, kind of fade in as we go out of the thing here. So, what is this? Is episode 1,151? I thought I had 1,300 episodes. That doesn't make any sense to me. I thought I was well over that. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out as we go. In the meantime, we'll talk about some other people who are deranged probably by tomorrow, because I'm sure some more will come out of the woodwork. Well, we get to talk about them. But, yeah, call the show if you get a chance, 574-651-7685, or you can text the show. If you are outside of the country and you want to do that, you can go to google.com/voice, and you can type that number in, 574-651-7685, and you can get that all done. And you can send your message that way, over the interwebs. In the meantime, folks, God bless. Just have a good rest of your day. In the meantime, I will see ya. I guess if this thing ever ends, I'll see ya.